The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. President Trump signed an executive order late last month to keep migrant children with their parents at the southwestern U.S. border, but more than 2,000 children already were living in shelters without their families. Doctors and mental health workers expressed their concern that some of these children would suffer permanent damage. VOA's Carol Pearson had more.
The American Medical Association warned that as a result of being separated from their families, these children could suffer negative health consequences that might last a lifetime. The president of the American Association of Pediatrics, Dr. Colleen Kraft, has taken an active role in speaking out for these children. She warns that children who are exposed to toxic stress do not develop language or other skills at the proper age. Dr. Lisa Fortuna is a psychiatrist at Boston University Medical School who works with migrant children separated from their parents. She says the family separations have been going on for some time, and it's very hard on children, no matter what their age.
I've had multiple kids tell me about feeling very cold, not eating enough, not having, supports of like their parents or adults that care about them, and that was very, very distressing for them.
Caregivers at some of the facilities where the children are being held say they're not allowed to touch even very young children. Fortuna says a parent's touch teaches a child that they are being taken care of and loved.
It's a particularly really bad challenge for even younger children who, if they're not touched and engaged with, can become despondent and have very significant developmental sequelae if they are not having the support and touch and engagement with an adult.
Without this support, children don't learn how to relate to others. They lose the ability to trust. They can withdraw and not have any reaction, even if they're reunited with their parents. Not every child will have permanent health problems, but young children are the most vulnerable, and the separation from a parent can compound the stress they may have already experienced in unsafe conditions in their home countries. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us next week for Healthy Living.
That was a program from the Voice of America.